Let me in. Shiba shiba. I want to be closer to you. Shiba shiba. Open up your soul. Shiba shiba. Let me find that part of you. The part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your.
Touch your mind. Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where we try to get you to be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something. Today's show is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be speaking with Thomas Clark about the opera The Girl from the Golden West, and we're going to be talking with Mark Capel about the show he wants to talk about that's coming up. So do stay tuned. In the meantime, how about a little bit of Brother Jack McDuff? This is the theme from the Pink Panther. Brother Jack McDuff and the theme from the Pink Panther from Mod Jazz. Hey, speaking of music, there's an opera coming out that you're going to want to probably see and hear about. Here to talk about it, I'd like to welcome the producer of The Girl of the Golden West, Thomas Clark. Hello.
Hello, and thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit about this opera. Is it a modern opera, or when was it originally conceived?
Yes, so this is an opera by Puccini, one of the greatest Italian opera composers. It was actually written in 1910, or premiered at the Metropolitan Opera with Puccini himself, with Enrico Caruso, the famous Golden Age tenor, as the star. And the text was written by a famous American playwright, David Belasco. I myself had an early association with the opera. I was 17 years old, and I was cast as one of the small characters at the music school at the University of Montana, where I was, and it was the 100th centennial of Montana statehood. So the music school put it on, and we took it on tour of the state for 12 performances. Everyone absolutely fell in love with it. And I, excuse me, I'm myself an opera singer, and it was my goal to be able to sing the tenor lead because it's so great. The music is stunning. Puccini himself thought it his greatest work, and lo and behold, in 1999, I got to sing the principal role with the San Francisco Lyric Opera. So it's been so. In the meantime, I've been teaching voice for quite some time, mm-hmm. and I had a brilliant soprano come to me. Her name is Jordan Beth. I always told her that this opera role would be perfect for you, the role of Minnie and the Girl of the Golden West, and no one was producing it or putting on. So finally, I decided, okay, let's do it.
Oh,
and Jordan went on to found Opera Santa Cruz, and she has been doing her own translations in English, mm-hmm. so. I decided we wanted to present the opera in the English, the American English, mm-hmm. of the gold miners who are the stars of this production, because Puccini said it in the gold rush time of 1849. Mm-hmm. It's only American opera in the Sierras with gold miners and thieves, bandits, and all kinds of dramatic action. Mm-hmm. It's really marvelous.
So the original opera was in Italian, correct? Or was it in English?
Absolutely, it's in Italian.
Okay.
And I decided I was going to translate this really in the language of the gold miners, not something so aesthetic as the original was. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have really true dialogue and dialogue that California audiences could immediately understand. And so it's a bit more rough and tumble than let's say, the Italian original. But I wanted it also to have the beauty and power of the original, which I'm very proud to say it does.
I'm excited about it because normally when I go to the opera, I feel like, you know, they'll post the translations on the wall, but I feel like I'm not getting the entire story,
right?
Because they're singing for a long time, but they'll maybe only have three lines for the entire song. And I think, what are they not telling me? So this is amazing that it's translated into English. What are some of the challenges in turning something that's in Italian into something that rhymes in English?
Well, you know, the main challenges I learned, and I was fairly a neophyte at it because I'd never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was writing the English words into the Italian rhythms, mm-hmm. and trying to translate the meaning, still retaining the meaning, but then fitting it into the rhythmic possibility.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You know, something came over me. I can't tell you what it was. So languages were always a great love of mine. I received Fulbrights for German, and then I was teaching German at the German department at UC Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a facility with languages. I went on to sing opera myself and had wonderful roles and started teaching. And interestingly, the sense of this opera from Puccini, actually, is that it is a movie.
Mm.
And much of the action is like musical theater, not so much like opera. It's like sung dialogue with high notes they come in. And the English fits perfectly. I'm really stunned. And to hear it sung by our great cast is just thrilling.
So I'm not familiar with that opera. So can you tell me is it a comedy? And what's the plot? Is it a tragedy?
It actually is a thrilling drama, I would say. The coal miner, or the gold miners there, are rough and tumble.
Mm-hmm.
It opens with Minnie's saloon. Now, she's a kind of a cowgirl up there. I say every character there is damaged somehow. Mm-hmm. The gold miners are there trying to find a fortune for their family. Minnie is there running a saloon. The sheriff is there with an unhappy life. The tenor comes in and calling himself Dick Johnson. He's actually the bandit Ramirez, mm-hmm. who has come to steal the gold. Well, that is a capital defense up there, and they've actually hung others who have come. But Minnie and Dick Johnson fall instantly in love. They have met before, and their love is just springing forth. The gold miners don't exactly know what's going on, but there is a sheriff who claims Minnie as his own, and he's furious that she's giving attention to to this stranger. And it's a fantastic love scene that's developing there, with glorious lyric music. It's just extremely beautiful. Puccini himself said this was his greatest opera. It's rarely performed because it's so difficult. Mm. It's very difficult in all ways. So we have an extraordinary cast of leads. Jordan Best is singing the soprano Minnie. We have Xavier Prado singing the tenor. He himself is Latino, born in Peru and living from Spain. And the baritone is Robert Balonix. He is absolutely extraordinary. I first saw him singing Iago in Verdi's opera Otello, and I thought, my gosh, he is superb. And I approached him, quaking in my boots, offering him this, and they all accepted immediately. We also have John Coon Park doing the last two performances in Santa Cruz. So it's an elite cast of performers. And to accompany this, I brought an Italian genius player from Italy. And he's our maestro. He's going to be playing the piano from the mini saloon as if he was an old-time piano player, mm-hmm. honky piano player in the saloon. He's doing a brilliant job of conducting and training the singers. So it's going to be thrilling performances. And the music is the highlight of my life, I must say. So we're all very extremely excited about it.
That's excellent. Tell me when and where we'll be able to see the opera and listen to the opera.
Yes, thank you. I searched long and it was a difficult process trying to find great theaters, and they showed up as if by destiny. So we're doing the last two weekends of August, mm-hmm. Friday night and Sunday matinee performances starting August 21st at the Terra Nova Theater in Pacifica. That is a superb theater. It's just incredible. With sensational acoustics and what setting with fantastic lighting and projections we'll have and sound. So the first four performances will be there, mm-hmm. August 21st to August 30th. And then we move to Santa Cruz, to Holligan Theater, for the first two weekends of September, running the same type of shows, Friday evenings and Sunday matinees from September 4th to September 13th. It's very fitting that it's the Colligan Theater because my Jordan Soprano founded Opera Santa Cruz there, and she's gained a reputation there of performing some wonderful roles. In fact, just in March, she performed Mimi in Puccini's La Boheme. Mm-hmm. So she's going from La Boheme to the Girl of the Golden West with the Colligan Theater in Santa Cruz.
Very good. Now, if people want to get tickets or find out more about the shows, where do they go?
Absolutely. So I have my own website, I created for my performances, actually, and for my teaching. It's thomasclarktenor.com. My name is Thomas Clark, C-L-A-R-K, tenor.com. And we have a production page there, thomasclarktenor.com/GGW Maine, M-A-I-N, G-G-W for the Girl of the Golden West, of course. Mm-hmm. thomasclarktenor.com/GGW Maine, and information on the production and ticketing is there, including our very own poster there with a QR code where one can look for tickets, both in Pacifica and Santa Cruz.
Excellent. And then one more time for our listening audience, what theaters and what dates for the performance of The Girl of the Golden West?
Absolutely. Our first performance, and it's also the premiere of my new English translation.
Oh, excellent.
Will be August 21st, Friday at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then we have August 23rd, a matinee at 2 p.m., and a repeat performance there Friday, August 28th, 7 p.m., and our final performance in Pacifica at the Terra Nova Theater on Sunday, August 30th at 2 p.m. Then we move to Santa Cruz and the Colligan Theater performance Friday evening, September 4th, 7 p.m., Sunday, September 6th, 2 p.m. matinee, and final two performances there will be Friday, September 11th, 7 p.m., and Sunday, September 13th will be our all final performance, 2 p.m., the Sunday matinee.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, Thomas Clark, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, and I'm looking forward to seeing an opera that's in English for a change.
Yes.
Thank again.
It is an absolute pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. All right, people of Earth, this is your opportunity to go check out The Girl of the Golden West, and you can go online and find out how to do that. It is 12:19 here at 89.5 FM KPOO, San Francisco.
Reminiscing about our love has brought me such confusion. Sympathizing with myself for being disillusioned.
Hiding all my fears, hiding all my tears.
I guess I'm just hiding from
love.
Sitting home alone, thinking about you, laughing at myself. For being such a fool,
hiding all my fears, hiding all my tears.
I guess I'm just hiding from
love.
Love gave me joy, and it made me feel sad. Started out so good.
Have you ever been hungry in the middle of the night? That happens to me sometimes. And then I go raid the icebox. For example, the other night I did that. We had some leftover Welsh rarebit. I found that and a couple of crackers and a piece of celery and an olive. And I sat down in the middle of the night. I was very, very hungry. Oh, it tasted so good. You have no idea what it means sometimes in the middle of the night when you're hungry like this. Yeah, you have a little something to tide you over till breakfast. It's one of my bad habits, actually. I shouldn't be up like this. But I get so hungry. It's silly to say this, but I look at a little olive like this. And it tastes wonderful. This has got a seed in it, but I like them pitted too. And you don't have to worry about the stone. I swear I do this practically every night of the week. Oh, not every night, but pretty near. I keep worrying that I'm going to get fat. So, that's good celery. Jenny. I'll finish off this cracker. I wonder if the other end of the celery tastes good. The top end tastes as good as the bottom end. I think I'll eat the leaves. Why not? Guess I made my plate clean. Well, I'll put this in the sink. Maybe I better wash it up. I just leave it there. Now to go back to sleep. I sure can get hungry at night.
I heard some you got your families living in cages, tall and cold. Some just stay there and dust away past the age of old. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. I just wanna know about the rooms behind your minds. Do I see a vacuum there, or am I for growing blind? Or is it just a remains for vibrations echoes long ago? Things like love the world and let your fancy flow. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. I have lived here before, the days of ice. And of course this is why I'm so concerned. And I come back to find the stars displaced.
Such profound humiliation, such all-consuming shame. The buzzing from the bathroom has finally been explained. That was no electric toothbrush, no facial scrub device. And now I finally know the meaning of the words, team. That was nice. We used two different positions every other Sunday night. All her writhing, moaning, sighing. I thought I was doing it right. But as I drifted off to slumber, that bathroom with that blasted plastic toy. Oh, that buzzing, cursed buzzing, that damn incessant hum. I used to think I was a hero. What is pleasure but a union, when with one soul another joins? Yet I'm haunted by the buzzing from the bathroom, like tinnitus of the loins.
You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. And as I promised you, one of our shapely and talented faves is here to talk about a show they've got going on at the Great American Music Hall. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mark Capel. Hello.
Well, thank you for calling me shapely. I am a shape, what a delight to support community radio by telling people about a show that is designed to blow your mind.
Is that the Sunday Sound Trip?
We've created a new sound system. You know, people go to, you know, I don't know, they wait in line to go see The Odyssey or Star Wars or, you know, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear sounds from a corner or the other side. But we've created a new sound system through Ken Pierce, who's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to do a nice afternoon show at a very affordable price that will be just long enough to blow your minds.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, you know, your motto is, let me touch your mind.
Yes.
And I discovered through my friend Ken, who is a scientist, a system that he had built at San Francisco State University.
Mm-hmm.
That provided a higher level of experience beyond Atmos or IMAX or, you know, Quadrophenia or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And the program is pretty straightforward. It is I'm doing some solo piano stuff. I'm doing a concerto for teapots, which you can leave that to your mind.
Okay.
You know, we all wake up to the whistle of the teapot, unless you have an electric kettle, which shuts itself off,
mm-hmm,
you know, and
mm-hmm.
well chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, my good friend, DJ, Ted Letty,
mm-hmm.
who is doing visuals and sonics. And then we have Karen Stackpole, who is a master of the gong. And the idea is that doors will be at 3 o'clock, shows at 4 o'clock, again, very affordable. And you'll walk out and you'll realize that your ears are in tune to more sonics, more compassion, and more embrace on this fourth dimensional, because the third dimension got ruined by some other people. So yeah, this is the fourth and the fifth dimension. I might even play the Age of Aquarius. Ooh. Just to drive that point home.
Excellent. So was it that your friend came up with the sound system that you decided to put on the show, or was it something that was floating around in your head and the sound system figured into it?
Ken Pierce, who designed this system, was primarily a scientist and not a musician, but a friend, much like yourself, mm-hmm. and much like this station for decades, said, hey, I'm out at San Francisco State University, has this auxiliary campus in Tiburon, mm-hmm. and we're next to a marine biology lab, and I'm doing this. And I walked into a room that was designed very simply with sound, and he'd taken the research that was done by these marine scientists, mm-hmm. not to get too new agey on stuff, because this is not a sound bath. This is a sound trip. It's really about walking around. It's like being in the greatest cathedral of your mind. And one of the greatest sounds that he has is the sound of whales that make a cylinder to catch fish.
Ooh.
So they bang their tails and they make a cylinder from the bay floor to the top. And once it's full of good food, uh-huh. we love good food.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm a huge seafood fan myself. All right. I don't know about you. And then they bang it, and it's better than outside land, and it's more affordable, and you don't have to hop a fence and get chased by a golf cart.
Okay, so is it all original pieces, or will there be other recognizable things in there?
I think people will recognize stuff. I've written two pieces. One is called Sunday Afternoon,
mm-hmm.
which is not dissimilar to the way you ease people into their Monday morning.
Mm.
The idea is sounds that we hear, but they'll be manipulated through, I don't know, 18 speakers,
mm-hmm.
and sonically different than what you've ever heard from a piano. And then the second piece, which I mentioned earlier, is a concerto for teapots. And then Karen Stackpole, who also works for Dolby, will have three racks of gongs and sounds. And then Amanda Duarte is going to talk about the folds of our mind. Let me touch your mind, Marilyn. and just explain that the whales have better folds in their minds than us.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, they are pretty smart.
I hope I'm not scaring you.
No. I've often wondered, like, what if extraterrestrials come to the Earth, but they speak whale or dolphin, and how screwed would we be since we eat them and capture them?
Well, I mean, I think they're ahead of the game. I mean, they're suffering in intemperate waters through this world on fire,
mm-hmm.
Not to get political, but... they have it over us. They have intercommunicative systems that allow them to sing like Nina Simone or Emma Sumac or Minnie Riperton. And they make the most incredible sounds to say, game on, you know. And so this is very groovy, you know. Again, it's not, you know, please, nobody bring a yoga mat, you know, sell it at your garage sale.
Okay.
This is the biggest experiment I've had in my life here in San Francisco as a 64-year-old explorer.
Wow. So once again, for our listening audience, when and where and the name of the event.
The name of the event is Sunday Sound Trip. Doors are at 3 o'clock. Show is at 4. We'll have you home by 7 for, whatever you do at 7,
mm-hmm.
you know. I promote a lot of rock and roll shows. I have the great Red Room Orchestra, Mark and the Casuals, mm-hmm. along with you, Veronica Klaus, and a great experience in time. And I just watch people with earbuds in and think they should take them out and hear the great cathedral of life.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, if people want to find out more about the show, where would they go?
I think they would go to GAMH.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope people have had some coffee or some tea. And we'll give away 2 tickets if anybody calls in.
Oh, okay.
If they can name a whale that occupied the Bay Area harbors.
Ooh, that's tough.
For a brief moment, a legendary whale. And you could be wrong about this. You could probably name a whale from Nantucket. But let's think about the whale that floated around that entranced us for a moment.
All right. Well, Mark Capel, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And to the, my listeners, if you want to call in and try and win those tickets, you know, you've got the internet at your fingertips. You can probably figure out the answer to that question. And that question is that whale that was here? And yeah.
You know the answer, right?
I'm not going to say. I'm going to let my listeners say.
I mean, okay. I'll just give a quick little tip. Casablanca.
Okay.
Great, great noir actor, but only the first name. And Marilyn, God bless you for continuing the best shows we have, not, you know, on Mondays, and the great mission of KPOO, which everybody should contribute to. But you should show up at our show, and we'll put a bucket out, and we'll give money, not just to the whales, but back to KPOO.
Aww.
The greatest community station in Northern California.
Well, with that, thank you, Mark Capel, for being on the show today.
Lovely as always.
God bless. People of Earth, this is your opportunity to go check out the show at Great American Music Hall. And you can also give us a call to try and win those tickets. Our number here, 415-346-5376. I'm going to leave you with some Dr. Bizzard's original Savannah Band. Mr. Ford will be pleasuring your ear hole. Until next week, my friends, ta-ta and toodly-doo.